we celebrate the first day of the Feast of Hanukkah was, I guess, Saturday. We're celebrating this last Saturday. Hanukkah is an 8-day feast. And we celebrate it this next Saturday because we never get it right anyway. But it's what?
Celebrating
on Sunday.
So the first day of Hanukkah
started last Friday.
Was last Saturday. According to the Jewish calendar.
What about our calendar?
Our calendar, we're just celebrating the 8th day. We don't celebrate all of them.
Essentially, though, if we're celebrating correctly today, or tomorrow will be the first day.
No. We're celebrating on Sunday, and it's 8 days long. I don't know.
That's why I asked.
8 days long. Started.
Can we shut up?
This is really tiresome.
We better stop it.
We're celebrating we celebrate Hanukkah by making the 8th day of the feast central to the annual feast year. The reason is that we believe that the Holy Spirit came on the Virgin Mary on the 8th day of the Feast of Hanukkah. So Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit on the 8th day. So that's why we celebrate that. He was born 9 months later on the Feast of Rosh Hashanah. Now there's a predicate for all we can do is celebrate. I mean, like all of the feasts have been finished. All of them have been completed. All we can do is celebrate their relationship to us in terms of its revelation of Christ. We studied yesterday that the essence of Mary's experience when the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, was her weakness. She was from one of the poorest families. She probably was an orphan. She betrothed to a guy that was much, much older than she was. She was very upset about it. She probably was in love with somebody else. And so fundamentally, Mary's position, the word Mary in the Greek and in the Hebrew means bitter. She was bitter about life because she understood that she did not have what it took to live. And so the essence of us understanding and celebrating the conception of Jesus Christ in us is that we don't have what it takes. We're tired of the effort. We're tired of trying. We're tired of nothing going right. Now, if everything's going right, you're doing well, and everything's nice and hunky-dory, then you probably can't even, you might as well just go back to bed. But for us, we know a mystery, and that is that this gospel can only be preached and heard by those who are poor, empty, tired, screwed up.
Bitter.
And in many cases, bitter. Now that's hard for people to hear. It's easy for people to hear that Christ came so that you can be rich and successful and happy and healed. Anybody can believe in that Christ. I'm on my way to success, and Jesus was a champion, and by God, Christ, Jesus, and I are going to make a difference in this world. Well, he's not very interested in this world. He's chosen you from before the foundation of the world. He's wrought all your works in you so that you could come to a place in which you can hear. Does everybody understand this emotionally? understand this deep within you. No, but wait a minute. I got places to go. I got things to do. I got worlds to conquer. I've got mountains to climb. Well, gotta wait then before you can celebrate the Feast of Hanukkah, before Christ can be birthed in you. He's already birthed in you. He's birthed in all men. He's a light that lighteth every man that's coming into the world. But we love our own darkness better than we love His light. So in many, many ways, this eighth day of the Feast of Hanukkah, this least known of all the ancient Jewish feasts, is the basis for everything else that happens in your spiritual life. Nothing else can happen without you apprehending this, or apprehending you. Man, when I heard, and I didn't hear this in terms of hearing it with my ears, but when I saw the mystery of God being manifest, when I had come to the end of myself, when I was bored and tired of everything, and then I said, God, if you're real, this is what I want. I don't care what it costs me. There's no explanation. There's no words to describe the joy and the relief and the incredible mystery that my warfare was over.
You know, that was that was the thing I was referring to you about what it cost. Remembering, some of my times and my episodes when I was using and when we was having a meeting. And this one particular meeting I was having with Doug, Judy, and Gary, and maybe some other people, and they were asking about something about the cost. just like what you said, whatever it costs, I don't care. And I was unwilling or really afraid to do that, to make that commitment because some part of me knew that, I wasn't going to be able to keep it or live up to it. I was just afraid that if that happened, I would be destroyed and there was no hope.
No, that's the whole point. That's why, from God's perspective, it is so easy to talk about the mystery of God and then to tell you how to do it. Because if anybody tell me how to do something, I can't do anything. Too damn old and too damn weak and all messed up. I can't do anything. Maybe you can.
But you did intervene in that meeting.
Correct.
I intervened? I didn't think I was there. You mentioned me. What am I? Chopped liver?
No, you were not in the meeting, but you...
I'm just kidding. All right, let's go to Luke 1. See if we can understand what something... There's some great words here. Luke is pretty good. I can find it. Did I say Luke 1?
Yes.
I'm not sure I meant Luke 1. I meant Luke 2. No, actually I didn't mean Luke 1. In verse 1. Well, let's start out there. We'll begin reading this. And verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and to the virgin, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. I I've told each one of you that you are at the top of the food chain. You're the reason time and space exists. You're the very hope of God's creation. Because you have failed. Because things aren't going right for you. Because any one of you, if things were going right for you, you wouldn't be here. From God's standpoint, everything is upside down. Mary, as I talked about, she was from the poorest country in the world. It's the worst place in the Roman Empire. She was from one of the poorest families, if not the poorest family in all of Israel. Her parents were dead. She had nobody. She was espoused to this guy, Joseph. It's probably a reason there isn't anything written about him. I want you to emotionally understand that Mary isn't this saint, intercessor person that many of you learned in the Catholic Church. She is a weak, humble, poor being that's ready to come to the end of herself. So here, the angel of the Lord tells her the same thing I've told you 100 times. You're the best there is. You're the reason that time and space exist. And your mind says, oh, yeah, right. And what did she say? The angel said unto her, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. She disagreed with him. What do you mean, I'm blessed among women? Can you hear me? If you take away nothing else from Hanukkah, if you take away nothing else from Christianity, it's time that you begin to understand with every part of you that the message is to those that are tired. It's the message is to those that are just, they can't do it anymore. The effort is over. I can show you that in a jillion places. There's no place more dramatic. And there's no persona in the Bible other than Christ himself who is so, from God's perspective, is so ignorantly represented as Mary. Oh, there she is. She's got a halo around her head in all the pictures. Oh, we even, blessed art thou, and we she's our intercessor. Well, when she was on earth, she was as screwed up as you and I are. Everybody hear me? When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. What the hell are you saying to me? That's what that says. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. She has found favor with God because she came to the end of herself. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Yeshua, deliverer, savior. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto him, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? How shall this be? You have to say the same thing. Well, same thing exactly. But you have to see the same thing. How can this be? I've never succeeded at anything. How can this be? Nobody, everything is wrong. How can this be? Same as there. The angel answered and said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Come upon is, in the Greek, eperohamai. No, it's not. Epikomai. It means a power overtaking you in a weak situation. The most expressive way that that overcoming upon you can be described is when you're dead tired and you go to sleep. That means sleep has come upon you. It's not like, I'm coming upon you and I'm going to imbue you with great whatever. It's coming upon you as if you're dead tired and you just go to sleep. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Overshadow, I know, you don't care what the Greek word is, but it's the spreading of the wings. It's as a eagle does to her young, covering the young in the nest. And those wings never, ever leave. And the reason it's as the wings and overshadow is because that holy seed that is born in you, its permanent home is on the mercy seat, covered by the wings of the cherubim on the mercy seat, never again to have to try to do anything. Complete and total rest. Does everybody see that? So, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. The same thing. You have been a vessel for the wrong God. The wrong God has been you. But it's not you, because it's been the Antichrist masquerading as you. Now that can be over forever. Because the Holy Spirit, on the feast of eighth day of the Feast of Hanukkah, has come upon you. And just as Abraham, God put him to sleep in the horror of great darkness, so he didn't have to experience. So you can return to total rest. You have nothing to do, because the power of God is overshadowed. You have no agendas except love. I don't want to talk anymore.
This reminds me of
what time is it?
Oh, it's time.
Time's
not too.
So you
have
a clock.
The clock.
You have a clock. We don't have
battery. So you keep going.
Oh, I have a thingy. What's the matter with you now? What you doing now? You say, well, I'm sorry, George, I interrupted you when you were trying to
say that. I was just going to say that this last part reminded me of Christ's lament when he looks at Jerusalem and says, oh, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you under my wings. And the idea that Jerusalem would not see her true state and say, I sit a queen. Refuse what Mary accepted.
Yeah. I've told each of you 100 times that your warfare is over. You get up and fight some stupid battle. Because you've got a thing, something that you think is worth struggling for. Being right! Somebody pissed me off!
If I don't have one, I'll go out there and find one.
Well, I know you will. In fact, your job is probably to provide the enemies for the rest of us.
The target.
Wade the target. Can everybody that's what I want. What I'm trying to get you to is to emotionally, down deep, understand the meaning of Hanukkah, the meaning of the Holy Spirit coming upon you. Now, if you can celebrate that, then you can understand the rest of the gospel. But if you got places to do, places to go, things to do, mountains to climb, rivers to cross, da 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 da, then you just, you'll hear this. Anyway.
Those philosophies and teachings and stuff that say that, you know, you can do it, all that kind of stuff, is the opposite of, I don't have what it takes. And it's like,
yeah, the irony here is by the Holy Spirit coming upon you, that's the agency by which everything in God's kingdom is opened up.
Right, it's the power of God.
Yeah, and it's not to be, well, it's not the beginning.
No, it is.
Yeah, I guess it's the beginning, but it's the beginning of Him.
It's being in Him and
the end of you. Yeah.
But it has to be the end of you. Because he couldn't take your little tiny if you want. It's because he is so humble. His humility. He will not occupy where you are. So he's standing, waiting. The only light within your cavern of death. Waiting for the breaking of your pride. You might be set free and live. Anybody have any other expansions? It's conceived by the Holy Spirit. Somehow, 8th day of month. Born in the Jewish name, Rosh Hashanah. Was baptized on the Yom Kippur. He changed the water into wine and he was transfigured on the Feast of Tabernacles. He was crucified on the Feast of Passover. Buried on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Roses. Kept the Sabbath perfectly, the only time in the earth. Fulfilled the Sabbath. Rose from the dead in the Feast of Perseverance. The seed was shed on our flesh from the Feast of Pentecost. That's when the gospel was preached to every creature. God didn't leave his plan to the jokers like us. The only part we can play is that we're vessels. Human race failed. Alright, we have Orphans Christmas tomorrow night?
6 o'clock tomorrow night.
6 o'clock right here tomorrow night. Does everybody know what they're doing? But you're going to tell them. And then Thursday, on Christmas Day, we have the new big Wong Christmas.
2 o'clock, and if your name isn't on the list, it needs to be.
2 o'clock.
Huh? Your name's not on the list, down there.
Right.
And your name's not on the list for tomorrow night.
And then on Christmas after the new big Wong at 2, we have a tradition of watching several movies that make you understand why we're eating the new big Wong.
Do we meet to here tomorrow?
Correct, tomorrow morning? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only way we can get everybody out of here.
All righty. Anybody else?
I just, yesterday and today both, I get a kick out of it. It's like there's this aquarium filled with fish, and the fish think that the aquarium is what it's all about. It's the universe, and here's what's going on. I mean, it's like we're just, this time and space is just a damn aquarium, and we're goofy.
All right, I can think of
this for Bob and Peter.